What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
They've discovered a new dinosaur. I'll have to pass out on to my kids. My kids always like it when they got a new dinosaur.
That's like a couple this month, isn't it?
Yeah, they had that one that's, what was it, 10 times bigger than the T-Rex?
Something like that.
And then they got this new spiked dinosaur that has stunned experts, so that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I have breaking Elon Musk romantic news that we need to get to at some point.
Well, if it's breaking news, it's breaking news, right?
Well, we got an important feature we got to do first.
Yeah, I know. Plus, so there's breaking financial news, too. What will it mean?
Yeah.
That giant Chinese conglomerate might be as shaky as they say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that and a lot more. But first, come on now, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
What the hell are we doing here?
Let me share something with you.
Monday in Del Rio, Texas. A stunning scene more reminiscent of a third world country than the United States.
I want to thank folks at SNL. I want to thank Lauren, who went to go take a dump now. Perfect. Ay, ay, ay.
They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Why is there a roof?
Guy today, homeless, he was on fire and getting shot. And the bystanders kept yelling, pull up your mask.
I hadn't planned on the 178-mile top winds, hurricanes going to Louisiana.
So this is really a monumental struggle.
I understand it's monumental, and it's a struggle within your own party, to be frank.
Attention, Walmart shoppers and associates, to Jared, our store manager. You're a pervert. I quit.
Authorities say a body found in Wyoming is believed to be Petito, the 22-year-old last seen during a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundry.
What Chairman Milley was trying to do, as we show in the book, is contain a national security emergency.
I'm pissed. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery.
That sound in the background was the tears of the founding fathers falling, and or the tears of actual slaves.
Point of personal privilege.
Is a word like guys okay, or is it time to retire that word?
to...
Congressman, let me share something with you, quite clearly. I work 18 hours a day.
Taliban fighters in pedal boats on the lake, pedaling around, carrying an arsenal of weapons, including what looks to be a rocket launcher.
It is gone! Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's dead.
Tony, the original members who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate.
I don't want to have sex. I don't want my kids having sex.
LGBTQ2 plus.
Do y'all understand what happened there? The mayor of San Francisco, one of the most shut down cities in America, was caught on video dancing around, talking and partying without a mask on. And
her had no interest in wearing a mask the whole evening in spite of her own rules.
And her excuse was, well, Tony got back together for the first time in 20 years. That's a singing group that you probably haven't heard of because they were very minor. But Tony got back together again, and I think that's being lost in all this. That is the dumbest excuse I've ever heard.
Weak.
It is so weak. You'd think politically she'd realize she's got to come up with something better than that.
Well, you almost wonder if she's just stupid.
But that excuse was bad. Gavin Newsom's excuse was bad. So many of these politicians. The problem is, the real story is, I don't actually believe it. I don't actually believe it's necessary for me to wear a mask in here. I'm vaccinated. I know all these other people are too, so I'm not really worried about it. That's the reason.
Sure. Congressman Tom McClintock once said of Gavin Newsom, he has the intelligence to ignore his own idiotic mandates.
Yep, that's what the mayor was doing. Yep. She's smart enough to ignore her own mandates because she knows there's no need.
Meanwhile, in your lefty sections of the country, you have people masking themselves and their children outdoors.
But I have
I don't know what to do with you people.
I don't know either. Breaking Elon Musk romantic news.
When news breaks, the donkey brays on the Armstrong and Getty Show. Back to you, Jack.
Not sure this is worthy of the breaking news donkey, but
Elon, you got to get him out and exercise him now and again.
There's some interesting parts of this because I know you don't care, but Elon Musk and Grimes have split after 3 years and a baby together. Grimes is the name of
one,
his
one word, huh?
Baby
one,
mama.
One name.
She's a Canadian folk singer who goes by Grimes. And remember, their baby was named X, kind of a symbol I don't understand with an A and an E, then another A, then a dash, then an X, and then two I's.
Didn't we figure out that was like a pun of some sort? Or
probably. Elon Musk and Grimes are calling it quits. They've broken up after 3 years of dating. The SpaceX and Tesla honcho says he's separated from Grimes, and here's the part I like, though he says they're still on good terms and are co-parenting their one-year-old son, and they still love each other and are planning to live under the same roof, albeit in different rooms.
I'll bet he's got a big roof.
Okay, that's, I don't understand why you just don't raise your kid together then. And what's the difference?
Well, I think they are. They're just not going to be shacking up. So his house is probably the size of an apartment complex.
So a couple raising kids has just announced they're not having sex together anymore? That's some shocking developments in the world of raising young children.
Good point.
That couldn't possibly happen.
I see where you're headed.
That's his big announcement?
Hey, yeah. Well, I wish those two crazy kids good luck.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
You mentioned China. There's two stories out of China that I don't completely understand. They are they announced they're not down with cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They made it illegal.
And they made cryptocurrency illegal. Bitcoin took a bit of a hit in the stock market over that because it's the second biggest economy in the world, saying you can't play in our sandbox. But I don't know what it means. And I know I'm not smart enough to figure it out, so I won't spend any time on it. But it could be a very big deal.
Well, I think it fits into the whole Chairman Xi is trying to tack away from capitalism now and squarely to full on socialism, having been really the legitimacy of the Communist Party has been entirely created by the rise in the standard of living over the past 30 years, fueled by capitalism. He's now going to try to move past that transitory stage into communist control. And you can't have control of a cryptocurrency. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's outside the government.
That's a good point.
And then this Evergrande, I've heard it pronounced Evergrande and Evergrande, but this giant Chinese property conglomerate missed its bond payments, I guess. Zillions of dollars, meaning they're financially highly unhealthy. That could cause a ripple through the Chinese economy, which could cause a ripple, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe nobody notices anything. I guess I'll wait and see.
The FBI issued an arrest warrant for Gabby Petito's fiancé boyfriend, Mr. Landry, yesterday. So they are absolutely officially now looking for him as a murderer?
Yeah. Suspicion of homicide, yeah.
But we don't know why. So they went into his house. He was living with his parents. The couple was living with his parents, and they went into that house earlier in the week and took a bunch of stuff out, and now they issue an arrest warrant. So you got to assume they found something in that house that made them certain enough to have an arrest warrant?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't
Not
think
necessarily.
So?
I mean, they found the body. They've identified the crime scene. The guy took off.
Is that circumstantial evidence good enough to get an arrest warrant? I don't know.
Which one of them?
Just
the guy taking off?
Like, if I leave with somebody, come back, she's not with me anymore, they find her dead, and I disappear. Is that enough to issue an arrest warrant?
No, probably not. They need more than that. Hmm. Although John Walsh of America's Most Wanted was really ripping the local police for not keeping this guy under surveillance. He was so obviously a person of interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Letting him slip away was a serious mistake.
How did they let him get away? They didn't have somebody keeping an eye on that property from every angle for...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And he said the police could have shown up and just requested a proof of life once a day, just to make sure the guy's still there. Fifth Amendment, fine. We're not going to ask you anything. You don't have to tell us anything. But we want to know you're here.
If it's Roger Stone, you have a bunch of Navy frogs swimming across the river in the dark to make sure a guy doesn't get away for a white-collar crime. This obvious-to-everyone murderer, there's no way to keep an eye on him, make him not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, really weak. So anyway, the entire world is looking for him online. All of the would-be internet sleuths, your social media types, everybody keeping an eye out. We've had a few reports of he's here, he's there. You know, that's to be expected. As we were discussing earlier, he looks like every damn hipster on earth. He's bald-headed. He's rocking a beard. He's got the outdoorsy clothes.
Yeah, a flight attendant has posted a photo she snapped of a flustered man she said looked strikingly similar to... Gabby Petito's missing boyfriend outside a hotel in Canada. Well, I'm looking at this picture. Could be him. Could easily not be him, though, as that is the look practically every male between the age of 18 and 30 is wearing in America.
Yeah, not only that, but if the guy was unflustered after snuffing his fiance, driving back across the country, hanging out at mom and dad's house, mowing the lawn, riding a bike, waving to the neighbors, etc. Yeah, I don't think he's in a permanent state of flusterment.
I would also say if he didn't shave his beard and throw on a hat, he's really not very good at this.
Right. Right. Or grow a better beard or a handlebar mustache or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably not a handlebar mustache.
Maybe a Nixon mask.
Sure. Sure. Anyway, what
Maybe
do we want to do?
Not. A handlebar mustache. You're right. That draws attention.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what I thought was so interesting was Tulsi Gabbard on Special Report with Brett Baer last night.
Tulsi Gabbard, hot Hawaiian senator?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one?
Cute former congressperson.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, real cutie. And fiercely independent. I remember I went through a period of thinking she was half nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not sure. She seemed utterly coherent last night.
All right.
And said some really important things about the permanent power class in Washington, D.C. Ought to touch on that this hour. Hope you enjoy it.
God, what was the other thing I wanted to do again? It'll pop into my head because it's really good.
Well, it's probably not the border crisis because that's over. Biden has forbidden them to use horses. So that was the problem at the border. Mean men on horses. And that has been corrected. So everything's fine, everybody.
Yeah, so we got all that stuff, among other things, on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Couple of things to mention to you real quick. Fox has banned Rudy Giuliani from being on their network.
Probably because he's nuts.
You think that's the reason?
Yeah, he's kind of round a bend.
America's mayor, once considered serious shot at being president, banned from Fox.
You don't know what you're talking about, idiot.
Yeah, I think we do.
And what was the other one I wanted to mention? I don't remember.
Well, maybe it'll pop into your head.
I hope so.
So Brett Baer, on Special Report last night, had an interesting conversation with Tulsi Gabbard, who I remember at one point, I remember she came from like a family in a cult or something. Just crazy, weird upbringing and the rest of it. And she had some attitudes I found strange at one point. But boy, she came off as utterly cogent and reasonable yesterday. Let's give her a shot at old man Biden. Clip 40.
It is an utter disaster and failure, and it's directly attributed to the Biden-Harris administration's open border policy. This is not only a humanitarian crisis, it is a national security crisis, and it's something I've said all along, which is that if we do not secure our borders, then we can't have a secure nation. There are so many issues that have happened under this administration that have led to this point, and their continued failure of leadership is exacerbating the crisis that we're seeing play out before our very eyes.
So that was beautifully said, and she took another couple of shots at various self-created crises. And Brad at one point said, "Are you still a Democrat?" And she said, "Yes." But then she got into the permanent power class in Washington, D.C., and how they had tried to tear her down and slander her. Clip 42, Michael.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. Mm-hmm. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third-party candidate.
That was a heck of a thing for Hillary to say.
Yeah, that the Russians were grooming Tulsi Gabbard to run third party and she was a Russian asset. So Brett and Tulsi discussed that in the next clip, 43.
Your thoughts as we're starting to get this Durham investigation and what that means?
Confirms what I've known to be true, which is that you have the power elite, people like Hillary Clinton, those around her, working with the media, the deep state, in order to bring down the destruction and downfall of anyone that they deem to be a threat to their power. Outsiders, people like me, people like Donald Trump, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, if they identify, hey, this is someone who's not going to toe the line, this is someone who's not going to follow kind of the establishment way of things that are accepted, they pose a threat, and they will do all they can to silence or censor or cancel what they view to be a threat. And so this is bigger than about me or Trump or anyone else. This is actually a threat to our country and our democracy, and the arrogance that these people have in thinking they have the right to manipulate the American people, what they view, what they hear, what they see, all to preserve their own selfish interests, not caring at all about the impact on the country, the impact of the American people, or who gets hurt along the way.
I thought that was absolutely terrific, and she, like Glenn Greenwald, is aghast that the media are no longer badgering the powerful. They're licking the boots of the powerful.
So the whole missing cute white woman syndrome that got talked about a lot this week, interesting point on that to make.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I, too, want to be of the moment. So my question to you to decide for us, in the context of Survivor, is a word like guys okay, or is it time to retire that word?
I've never seen a season of Survivor. If you like it, fine. But it's 41st season.
Woof.
Kicked off this week. It's been on for 20 years. They do 2 seasons per year, apparently, if my math checks. And so apparently one of his catchphrases, let's go, guys, or come on, guys, whenever they introduce a challenge. And one of the castaways on Survivor stood up and said, I would just like to say before we get started, I don't think we should use the term guys anymore. And so they had a big rally.
Please stop.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
So they had a big roundtable discussion with all the castaways and the host, and the host said he had to really look deep in his soul and all these different things about whether or not he should continue to use the term guys. And then he finally announced toward the end of the show, I love that you had the courage inside a million-dollar game in which standing up any time is risky to bring it up, because I'm with you, Probst told the castaways. I want to change it, and I'm glad that that was the last time I will ever say guys. And everybody cheered.
Oh, my God, I just vomited. Oh, Lord, somebody's got to clean this up.
What a brave blow for all that is good in the world.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God, that is so profoundly annoying. But, I mean, if you want to do it, that's stupid.
Right, I know.
But you make a speech like you've just, you know, you've just liberated Auschwitz? Well, good Lord.
You're right next to Rosa Parks in terms of, like, really standing up for what's good in the world, I'm telling you.
Wow, what a brave, brave stance. A way to eliminate a real evil on the earth. Saying, come on in, guys. And all the horrors that, you know, that caused. I swear to God, it's like I'm watching some sort of surrealistic movie. And I'm like, this is implausible. I can't watch this movie. It's too dumb.
We used to have Beckett Adams on all the time. And I just remember we used to have him on and we liked him. Anyway, I saw one of his tweets yesterday and I retweeted it. It's about the whole Gabby Petito story getting so much attention. He tweeted out, it's absolutely insane that people in media are bitching about the lack of coverage for missing women of color and acting like it's someone else's fault. It is a pretty decent point that, hey, Joy Reid, or whoever you are, go ahead, choose a missing black woman or Hispanic boy or whatever, and focus on it every night and dig into the details. I think you'll find you're not going to get very good ratings because the nation's not in a craze for it. Which means you're back to what Joe's been saying all last week. It just is. You know, maybe it's not fair or cool or whatever, but it is. So, but anyway, Joy Reid, go ahead. Pick whoever you want and make a whodunit and follow it every night and see how your ratings turn out.
Yeah.
I don't know why some catch on and some don't. It apparently has something to do with being attractive and white and a woman, but it just is.
Well, that's the same reason a lot of the biggest movie stars are attractive white women. It just has to do with the demographics of the country. It's not a sin. It is. Quit looking for offense where there is none. So among our topics this segment so far, phony civil rights and stupid people, which brings Al Sharpton to mind. This is just so beautiful. Al Sharpton decided to do a little grandstanding in Texas.
He went at the border. When I heard that, I thought, of course he did. He's got such a radar for that.
Yeah.
Of course he did, because after the whippings and people were talking about echoes of slavery, you got to have Al Sharpton there.
Sure. Clip 32, Bill Malugin, Fox News.
The Reverend Al Sharpton arrived in Del Rio on Thursday and toured the situation at the bridge.
We're going to stand with our people to make sure that asylum...
But his presence was not welcomed by protesters who drowned him out while he tried to have a press conference.
We are here to support our Border Patrol agents. We have their back. When they said that border agent was whipping that Haitian, that's a lie.
You know, my only gripe with that clip is that it was so short. I could listen to those people heckle Al Sharpton for the next 10 minutes.
So while we're on the topic, Joe Biden got really angry a little earlier today about the whippings at the border.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
I hope that's not true, and it probably isn't, because nobody ever pays for anything in politics. Nobody's ever held accountable.
By all accounts, those guys are doing their jobs, right?
But if they do have to pay, that would be extra super duper outrageous, since nobody's paid for the Afghanistan debacle or the border debacle or any of this stuff. But you're going to make those guys pay? And again, the follow-up question is, what were they supposed to do? They're announcing with bullhorns, do not cross this road. People keep walking across the road. What are you supposed to do at that point? Say, I warned them. I guess you can just come into America. What were they supposed to do, Mr. President? I'd actually like to hear his answer.
Yeah, you're not going to get it out of that reporter, because that was a thoroughly woke question, too. I love that phrase. You've vowed to end the assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. What does that even mean?
Assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Yeah, that had slipped by me. That is a good one. Strapping those people on the border.
And he's pissed, man. He's angry.
They'll pay. Will they? Okay. All right. Whatever.
You used to get in knife fights with chain-wielding lunatics. And because the people trying to force their way through a police line got pushed back, all of a sudden now you're wetting your pants, old man? And stop it, you lying phony. You're either a liar or you're crazy.
And with 15,000 people under the bridge, most of whom have now come into the country illegally and are going to stay here the rest of their lives, the only policy change that has happened this week is they have now banned horses on the border, which is laughable that is the only major policy change. Okay.
Again. Well, they're victims. They're victims of circumstance. They're having to weather storms. They're handling crises. It's been very difficult. Yeah, they're self-imposed. This will be one of the most nakedly failed administrations we've ever seen. I don't see the trend turning anytime soon because, I mean, there are presidents that have a bad run. But I just think that there's just the stench of incompetence is flowing out of the White House. And I don't see how they turn that around. Who on the team is really sharp and capable so far? Mayorkas working his 18-hour days. Jen Psaki's good at her job, but even she's faltering now. What'd she say the other day? She's had a couple of just weak performances. She won't answer questions. She's evading them.
Before we take a break and get to our last segment of the week, we continue to get comments on the text line about Michelangelo's 20-minute showers. We're trying to get down to the bottom of why it takes you 20 minutes to take a shower. We got this text. I have hair down to my thighs and even shave my legs, and it takes me only 15 minutes. I don't know what Michael's doing. Come on, Michael. That's Bill in Oakland. It's not Bill in Oakland. I thought that would be funny. Hair down to his thighs and shaves his legs. but yeah, well, I don't know. Everybody agrees with us, Michael. Why does it take you 20 minutes to take a shower?
Okay, I'll speed it up.
He likes to luxuriate in there.
We don't have
to speed
it up.
You know, splashing all over him.
It's your own private time. I just wondered, do you meditate? Maybe you meditate. It's an Eastern religion thing.
Well, I wash each part of my body multiple times.
Okay.
So I don't just have one layer of soap and wash it off and say I'm done. I go back and forth, back and, you know.
Really?
Multiple, yeah.
Is it OCD?
Do you think you have any OCD?
I don't think so, but.
I don't think you do either.
Possible.
I've worked with you for, how long we worked together? 6 years? Seven?
Not 21.
21 years?
Yeah, 21.
I've never noticed any OCD qualities, but the 20-minute showers, a lengthy shower. Are you dealing with
dangerous chemicals you're using or something? You got to have one of those chemical washes or what? I mean, why are you so dirty? Let's start there. You got to go over your arm multiple times.
I do work out in the yard. I do get muddy sometimes, and I get dirt in my hair. And so.
Professional cowboys just soap up their arm once, then rinse it.
Yeah, we hadn't looked at it from that angle. Maybe you need a 20-minute shower because you're dirtier than most people. Maybe your crevasses. Get extra soiled somehow. I don't know.
Well, you always seem very clean, so yep. I'm guessing you're an everyday guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
You're definitely among the cleanest coworkers I've ever had.
Well, now we know why.
We've had some that were not clean, tall.
Well, he scrubs and he scrubs till his skin is raw.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. We'll finish up strong.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We didn't get to, it's not your imagination. Restaurant drive-thrus are slower and less accurate. I've been saying this for a year and a half. I'd say two-thirds of the time they get the order wrong, and it takes forever.
We had an experience at McDonald's the other day with our daughter. It was astounding. I almost left about four times. Then I thought, well, hell, I've been here this long. I might as well wait.
And it's not their fault, although I'm paying the same amount. You know, you didn't lower the prices any. So
Who are you going to take it out on? The 17-year-old? You're going to yell at the clown?
Well, I'm not going to take it out on any individual person, but I don't have to use your business.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to.
Or stick around.
Is going to.
Just not. I'm not going to stick around the zoo when there's X-rated porno happening.
Whoa, now, come on. There's nothing more wholesome than the zoo, Jack. You got the kids down there in the little fake cave. You got the glass wall. Oh, look at the beautiful gorillas, kids. The gorillas are right there. And look, the big daddy gorilla is rubbing the mommy gorilla's arm. It looks like he's taking a fly out of it. Look, that's a beautiful thing. Enjoy. That's right, Papa Gorilla, feeling the need, flips Mama over and gets to it, right in front of all the families at the zoo. Sick!
Oh, no, don't look, Josie.
Don't look, Josie, indeed. Let's just go back out there where you stick your head through the cardboard cutout like you're a giraffe or something. Let's go back there.
Quick, let's go back to the monkeys. No, probably not. Probably not.
Not this weird bestial porno they're putting on.
Oh, no. Don't look, Josie.
Don't look, Josie. But it was too late. It
reminds me of that lady at the school board meeting the other day talking about the various activities. That we don't want that. More pornographic zoos. Put the gorillas in pants.
Oh, no. Don't look, Josie.
Put the gorillas in pants. Come on. Who's with me?
How much time I got, Michael? Because this is important.
3 minutes.
Oh, okay. I got plenty of time, so I can talk super slow if I want to. You know, reminds me of a time.
ramble like Biden.
Announcement came right down after midnight. Might be the biggest story of the day, especially if it turns out to be what it looks like it is. So last Friday, a week ago, after Joe Biden forever saying you're going to get booster shots, his own government comes out, CDC comes out, and 14 out of 16 scientists say, we don't have data to back up needing booster shots, mandating booster shots, so we're not going to. And for some reason, the media and blue checkmark media were unhappy about that, because I guess you like getting stuck in the arm. Why don't you just buy a hypodermic needle and stick yourself over and over for your own fun if you really enjoy it so much?
Well, I think being, like, afraid of COVID and taking extreme measures is a tribal signal.
Even if the doctors say, no, you're plenty vaccinated enough, you still want to get another shot?
Weird.
That is weird. So today, what's her name? Walensky?
Rochelle Walensky, yes.
The doctor. The head of the CDC came out and reversed her own people's recommendations and said, nope, boosters are, we're pushing boosters now. And so a lot of people are looking at this in the way that I think is intuitively the most likely, is that there was pressure from the White House to, hey, get behind what I've been saying for the last several months. You're looking, making me look foolish.
Right.
I mean, because that was the topic of the Sunday talk shows last week. Why did the president get out in front of this when it turns out, you know, that sort of thing? So I think he pressured the CDC. When this sort of thing supposedly happened under Trump, people, you know, their hair was on fire. They went crazy.
Right.
Pressure Fauci or whatever. But I think that Biden pressured Walensky to ignore her own scientists and push the other way. Getting to this. So Scott Gottlieb has got a book out now about the whole COVID thing and how it went down. And I started reading it last night because I wanted to get into the China stuff, which I understand that chapter is really good on how they stonewalled the world on this. But Reason has got a piece out about Gottlieb's book, detailing the myriad ways that the CDC actively hindered the U.S.'s response to COVID-19, from failing to develop functional tests in the pandemic's early days to stonewalling private entities that sought to help. At nearly every stage of the pandemic, writes Gottlieb, the CDC got things wrong and got in the way. Its failures almost certainly made America's pandemic worse.
Wow.
So you've heard over and over again how Trump mishandled and Trump caused this and Trump caused that. But I like him beating up on the CDC and how they got in the way and made things worse.
Wow, Mr. Reasonable with some really strong statements there.
Yeah. So I will read more on that and bring you more details as I get to them. Once again, our government agencies and institutions failing us.
Evidence is not proof, and I don't rush to conclusions like some people do. On the other hand, I must admit I have some sympathy with an argument Glenn Greenwald made via the Twitter machine. He was saying, in this case, the administration is absolutely doing the opposite of what their scientific panel told them was wise. They are doing the opposite of following the science. How often have they done that? How often have they suppressed information or misled us materially because it suited their purposes? What else do we not know? I got to admit, it's worrisome.
I don't want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thoughts from Armstrong and Getty. Yeah.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the week. Thank God. He's standing in the control room, pressing the buttons, keeping us on the air. Michelangelo. Michael?
Well, I've been taking a beating today over my 20-minute shower, so to all you environmentalists, I'll try and cut it down to 15 minutes, and maybe we'll get down to 10 minutes eventually.
At least you're not taking a bath.
Baby steps. That's good. Progress. That's all we ask. Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. Here he is with a final thought. Alex?
Yeah, well, he's at a bachelor party right now. So.
Oh, that's right. He had to leave early. Never mind. He has his only final thought. Is ready for another one.
So his impacts when he's here are clearly felt.
Yes, absolutely. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Yeah. So I might have to hire another dad to pitch to my son. We were doing real batting practice last night, and I just couldn't get the ball across the plate. I'd been doing good all the last week, but last night I had the yips. And then I got more and more nervous and paranoid about it. And there is no way he was going to learn anything with me throwing it 10 feet over his head or throwing it into his back or into the ground, poor kid.
My final thought. I don't know. Jen Psaki's going to quit within 2 months. She's being asked to defend the indefensible. She's embarrassed. She's a bright gal. She doesn't enjoy it. She'll be out. It's a stressful gig,
I'd say.
Well, they're weathering storms. I don't suppose you have clip 34 ready anymore, Michael, do you?
Next week is a huge week for legislation. Huge. I mean, and I don't follow legislation. I usually find that boring and overrated. Not next week. That's a big deal. Are we going to become France or not next week? Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people weathering storms, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have hot links. We got some groovy T-shirts and hats and swag for you if you want to help keep the fellas employed, even the Alex who left. Bum. Lazy bum.
See you Monday. God bless America.
For the order in the house.
I work 18 hours a day.
Well, Lordy frickin' God!
I will not be a party to this bull.
Are you shitting me?
I'm pissed.
You.
Don't interact with them and just shut up about it.
My patience is wearing thin.
Halfsies on that.
All right, not gonna lie.
It's really serious.
I'm gonna call my lawyer. Gonna.
Oh, don't look, Josie.
Bye. Have a great Friday, you mother.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.